Like many of the candidates running in the upcoming municipal and school board elections, Taylor's Murray Giesbrecht has been considering the idea for a while. "I've been thinking about it on and off for a few years," Giesbrecht said. "My dad was on council. I've been interested in politics. I always have." "You'd be good at it," said current councillor Michelle Turnbull in urging Giesbrecht to run, and so he did. "I'm always out and about in the community trying to help where I can," he said. Born in Swift Current, Sask, his family moved to Taylor in 1964, when he was just 8 months old, and he's been in the district ever since. "My grandmother owned Irene's Cafe down across from the gas plant. It was a truck stop, restaurant, and boarding house with 16 rooms." In running for councillor, Giesbrecht isn't proposing a lot of changes to the town. "Probably one of the reasons why I'm running. I think we're working well on our infrastructure. I don't necessarily want to see too many changes. I think our little town is nice just the way it is. It's a nice little northern community, industrial town. I don't believe we need to add a bunch of new rules or bylaws." Giesbrecht did call it sad to hear of the community's medical clinic closing down at the end of the month. "I think our clinic is a very good asset to our community. It'll, likely, be one of the first priorities of the new council, to look at another option to keep it open in some capacity." Giesbrecht, by profession, is a board operator at North River Midstream's McMahon plant. An avid boater, he is one of five Taylorites to run for a councillor's seat. Desiree Graziano, Gord Davies, Betty Ponto, and Michelle Turnbull are the others. General Election Day is October 15 at the Taylor Community Hall.